turning your plan into payout. This is the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 182. Welcome to the longest-running podcast on recruiting and athletic scholarships. I'm John Kugler, your host. I'm an athletic scholarship coach, the dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of Recruit Me, a podcaster, author, and speaker. And the sponsor of this episode is the Athletic Scholarship Recruiting Planner and Journal, your personal all-in-one resource for a successful recruiting experience. And if you've been following, this planner will be out in, well, I think at this point, hours away from that. This podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. I'll dig in with you this time, as I do always. I'll give you takeaways you can use immediately. I'd like to hear your comments on the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. If you'd email me at john@recruitme.com, that would be awesome. You might be listening on your favorite podcast app, but if you're listening on my website, I encourage you to listen on your favorite podcast app so you can be notified every time an episode comes out, and every Tuesday it does. We've been talking about planning, and but I've been couching that in this saying, three words: action produces traction. Your plan is only as good as you apply it. So action produces traction. I don't want to talk hypothetically. I want to talk realistically, and I want you to really pursue that athletic scholarship, not just plan it, not just talk about it, but really do it. And that's why I'm here. I'm committed to that. In this episode, we're going to talk about turning your plan into payout. Payout meaning the athletic scholarship. I think you'll enjoy some of the thoughts I have on this. In past episodes in this series, just to review some of the most important things, and I encourage you to go back and listen. First thing is about a plan is write it down. If you don't write it down, you have very little chance of succeeding. When it comes to goals, write them down. If you don't, the chances drop a lot for you to achieve your goal. If you write them down, man, it jumps up there. So write down your goals. Whether you do it electronically, whether you do it in your own legal pad, or whether you have your own planner, anything like that, man, you got to write it down. So that's number one that I want you to take away. Secondly, you've got to set annual and monthly calendars. You'll get lost. Time just flies. Take those key dates that you know now, put them on your calendar for the year. If you've got some for the month, put them on the calendar for the month. Flip over your calendar and each month put in those key dates that you've got in recruiting and also in competition. It all comes together. So annual and monthly calendars, again, write them down so you know where you're going. Third, of course, and I've referred to this, is set goals. Set annual goals, set monthly goals, set weekly goals. If you don't have goals, you're going to drift. And really what you're going to do is you're going to lose heart. This is a tough road that you're on. You may know that already because you've been on this road. Have goals. If you don't have goals, stop this recording now. Set some goals. If you only have two or three, that's fine, but you got to have something solid. Set goals. And number four, the fourth takeaway from the previous episodes that will set us up for this one is you have to have weekly activity towards your goals. If you don't have weekly activity, the cycle of a week, you're not going to achieve your goals. It's going to get away from you. Action produces traction. Weekly activity. I'm not saying that you have to commit hours and hours to this. If you do a little bit each week, you're going to have results. My football coach used to say in high school, if you take care of the little things, the big things will turn out all right. The little things, like if you're blocking, block your man. If everybody blocks their man, the big thing turns out all right. You score touchdowns, you win the game. But take care of the little things and the big things will turn out all right. Have short-term goals, and weekly activity towards your goals. So you got it? That's what we've talked about in the last three episodes. I encourage you to go back and listen to the series on planting. Planning. Yeah, planting. Not that time of year yet. So turning your plan into payout. Let's jump off from those four things and talk about three important actions that you need to take. You could have a good plan, You could have a great calendar. You can set some goals. But what are those actions that lead to payout? And I thought through this. I had a larger list as I was thinking through this. But really, there are three things that will lead to that athletic scholarship in your plan. Three things that if you take action on them, the three most important ones, these will pay out for you in the end. Now, that doesn't mean these are the only things you have to do. This is a step-by-step process. You got to take care of the little things. However, these things rise to the surface. If I were to sum up what you need to do to get that athletic scholarship, this would be it. Keep in mind that I'm talking about if you are a talented athlete, if your son or daughter is a talented athlete that could compete at the next level. That's the prerequisite. You can't hide that. You've got to be able to compete at the next level. And I tell families that if you can, there's a scholarship there for you somewhere. You just got to make sure it's the right fit. So here are the three things that I want to drill into you in this episode to cap this off. One, contact coaches. Take the initiative. That's not brain science, but so many families just wait around. And that is the leading problem in recruiting is families don't take action. They don't get out and do the work. They think the coaches will find their son or daughter. If I'm good enough, coaches will find me. Well, that doesn't happen. It's a big country. It's a big world. And you got to get in line, get to the front of the line. And how you do that is you got to contact coaches. That is key. You can't get away from that unless you are like one of the top 100 athletes in your sport in the country. The coaches are going to come contacting you, and you're going to have choices right away. However, that's not where we are, and there are so many more scholarships out there, and you could have one of them, but you've got to contact coaches. So take your plan. If you look at your plan, your monthly calendar, your weekly calendar, consistently schedule in contacting coaches, whether it be phone calls, emails, send them a packet by mail. If you tweet them, whatever. Make a comment on their Facebook page. Contact coaches. Make that part of your habit, all right? This continues on throughout the recruiting process. This is a fluid process. It's not something where you get it done. You say, well, I've done my contacts here, and that's it. The next couple of years, we're just going to wait for the action to happen. No, you have got to continue. The landscape changes. Your interest changes. Coaches change schools. Continue to contact coaches. It keeps your options open. That is the number one thing in executing your plan. Secondly, communicate often. Sure, you contact coaches and you get their interest, or maybe they don't respond right away, so you don't go back to them. But you have got to communicate often with those same coaches that you are in relationship with. If they've contacted you in return, or they do it initially, you've got to contact them and continue to contact them. Now, there's purpose to it. When I say communicate often, it's not just saying the same thing every time. Hey, coach, it's John. Just want you to know I'm still interested. Hey, coach, it's John. Are you interested in me? Please call me back. No, that's what I'm talking about. It's got to be with purpose. You got to send regular updates to coaches, whether it be academic, athletic, schedule-wise, whatever it might be, that you can, at least at the end of every season, you send an update. The beginning of the season, you send a schedule. Every time you get your test results back academically, you send those updates. Send updates with purpose, ones that gives them more information on you and shows that you are interested and you keep the relationship going. This can be overwhelming. It sounds overwhelming, perhaps. However, once you get to this point with coaches, if you've got your SAT scores you're getting out and you've got 20 coaches you're talking with, you can just send it to each one. But you've got to continue that communication. Here's what happens, and it happened to us. We had one school that was highly interested, I think, in both of our sons. And the conversation was going along just really well. We were exchanging letters and a couple phone calls, and our kids were thought this was a place they were going to go visit. It was getting to be to that point. And then all of a sudden, the communication stopped. You know what we did? We let it die. I don't know why we did that. We just figured, well, I guess he's not interested anymore. If we had picked up the phone, each of our kids, they're the ones that need to call, by the way. If they picked up the phone, they called, they showed interest. If we had sent an update through the mail, if we had emailed something, whatever, if we had continued that communication, it may have turned out differently. But we let it drop. The coach let it drop and we let it drop. So I encourage you to communicate often with these coaches, and you may not hear from them for a while. However, when they are in their recruiting phase, they got more time in certain parts of the year, you may hear back from them. Continue to communicate. It shows that you're interested. Coaches want to recruit athletes that are interested in their program. You're in competition with a lot of other athletes, so make sure you communicate often, show your interest, send solid information when you do, solid updates. And then the third thing that you need to do to put your plan into action so you can get payout from plan to payout is visit key schools. Unless you're driving, say, in-state and you're not having to fly somewhere, it could be expensive to visit schools. I understand that, and you can't visit them all. You can go on a road trip and do several or maybe a handful at once. We did two or three at a time, even in-state. I remember us driving down to Southern California from Central California, and we visited USC, we visited UC San Diego, and we visited San Diego State all in one visit. It made sense for us to do that. You can plan, and that's part of the planning process, these visits, but please get out there. It rings in my head, and I'm using this, I think, in a quote in my planner, that one coach said, when you visit, it speaks loudly to a coach. When you show up in person, it shows that you're interested. You're taking the time and you're spending the money. Don't wait for the official visit to be offered. I think we did that and probably leaned too much into that rather than going and making that initial visit ourselves. And it can be early in your high school career. It could be freshman, sophomore year even. It speaks loudly and builds that relationship. Visit schools. Don't have to wait for an invitation. Those three things again: contact coaches, make that initial contact, don't wait. Secondly, communicate often. And third, this tops it off, you visit those key schools in person. Meet with the coaches, meet with the admissions office, get the campus tour, maybe even meet some of the of your teammates, future teammates perhaps. But all this, what this does, this is all about engagement. Engagement. Think about that. That's the all-encompassing concept behind this. You want to keep engaged with these coaches. That's important. Well, next week, I got something special for you. The next episode is, we talked about planning, we talked about taking action, but there are certain tools that you can use and you can develop that will really speed things up for you. And the title of next week's episode is Tools That Take You to the Top. Tools that take you to the top. And I'll explain how you can develop these tools. I'm also going to use that as a launch party for the recruiting planner. Yeah, the athletic scholarship recruiting planner, two-year planner, 24-month planner and journal. That's coming out here in just perhaps hours. And I may even release the episode early as we celebrate. So that's coming up, and look forward to having you, but most likely it'll be Tuesday. If the planner comes out earlier, I'll shoot you an email if you're on my email list. And you can get on my list by going to recruitme.com. I got a freebie there for you if you don't have that yet. And I'll let you know when podcast episodes come out, some resources. And if you're on my email list, you know I don't sell much on the list. I don't hassle you with trying to sell you stuff. I just do that every once in a while. I mean, when I do, I make it really clear and I really push it hard, but most of the year I don't. Mainly, I want to get you here to this podcast so I can teach you and train you and help you out in this scholarship pursuit. So, looking forward to the planner coming out. I have got the prototype here, as I mentioned last week, and the final version is being touched up, and it'll be ready to go in just hours, I think. That's it for this week. We'll talk to you next time.